Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing out there? Are you doing good? Are you brushing your teeth at night? Are you drinking too much? You might have to with this whole the state of the world, man. If you drink, keep drinking. I'm not one of these sober people who's going to sit here and tell you, hey, life gets better. No, it doesn't. Just drink. Keep drinking. Leave the sobriety to me. I'll take a hit for the team. Everybody else, you guys, we all deserve to be drunk with the state of the world. Unless you're pro-Trump, then maybe go sober. Maybe sobering up will help you realize what's going on. Anyways, it's been a fun week so far. Right up top of the head here, we got to do some live show promotions. Tacoma, Washington, I'm coming out to you soon. Nashville, Tennessee, I'm coming out to you soon as well. And Atlanta, Georgia, I'll be out there in the beginning of December. Those are the upcoming shows. I'll also be in Pittsburgh, Pottstown, and Lexington, Kentucky in December. So get tickets now. I have a bunch of other shows. I'll tell you about them at the end of the show. If you make it to the end of the show, then I'll list off all these cities. But I'm not trying to bore you to death with the live shows I'm going to be doing. But I am excited to be doing Tacoma, Nashville, and Atlanta very soon. Haven't been to Atlanta yet. Very excited to go to Atlanta. I love Atlanta, Georgia. It's not Florida. That should be the state tagline. Georgia. Hey, we're not Florida. Not yet. Join the Patreon. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. And join the Patreon. You get an extra bonus episode every single week. This past Patreon episode, I talked about my trip to New York City. I saw Sunset Boulevard with Nicole Scherzinger. Say what you want about her, but that lady is talented. That show was amazing. I talk all about it in my Patreon episode. I also talk about an insane thing that happened to me and my friends while we were eating at a sports bar in Brooklyn, New York. I'm not going to get into it here. It's a lot of drama. Let's just say there may have been somebody having a seizure. There may have been us not paying a bill. I don't know. We'll get. Yeah, if you're on the Patreon, you'll hear that story. I'm not going to get into it on the main episode. I'm not here to roast Brooklyn, New York. I love Brooklyn. I'm here to roast celebrities. I'm here to roast myself. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. $3 a month. That's all you need to pay. It could be $3, $5, $10, $20. You all get the same access no matter what you pay. Most people pay $5. You can pay $3. For $3, you can sponsor a gay every month. Pretend I'm a starving child. I kind of am. You know what I mean? I'm wasting away over here. Help me. Please, join the Patreon. Not a lot of crazy shit happening this week. You know, I was combing through the headlines. Not a lot. I mean, you know, the random... It's the same old stuff. It's Trump doing Trump shit. I saw someone online misspell Trump, and they just typed out T-U-M-P. Tump. Tump. Donald Tump. That's my president, Tump. It's my favorite thing ever. Now I just walk around my house saying that. That's my new, what do they call it when you're autistic and you have a thing? I forget what it's called. See, I'm not autistic. I don't even know what it's called. It's not a tism. What do they call it? Fuck. I forget what it's called. I'm drawing a blank here. This must prove I'm not autistic, though. But that's my new thing, Tump. God damn it. I forget what, I know you're yelling it at me right now. This is why I need a producer. There's nobody in this room to tell me, Heather, you mean tick? Is it tick? It starts with an S. Fuck, it's going to bother me. It's my new thing. It's my new autistic saying. Tump. Go, President Tump. All right, what happened? Jake Paul fought Mike Tyson. We can talk about that. I talked about it a little bit online. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we were expecting. People were saying this fight was rigged. I don't think it needs to be rigged when you're a 27-year-old man, such as Jake Paul, fighting a, you know, almost 60-year-old man, such as Mike Tyson. It doesn't have to be rigged. You know, what's rigged is that you're going up against a 60-year-old. That's about as rigged as it gets. I mean, Jesus Christ. It was sad to watch. It wasn't fun. I stayed up to watch it. The fights and everything started at 8. I don't think they fought until 11:30. I stayed up watching it. And by watching it, I mean, you know, putting on Netflix and watching it buffer. Netflix really failed. Netflix really failed on their live streaming capabilities with that fight. But also, we as a society really failed by all tuning into that bullshit, including me. I said online that Mike Tyson lost the fight, but the real losers are us who watched it. Everyone who watched that fight or even saw clips of it the next day, we're all fucking losers. You know, we might as well all be walking around going, Tump, President Tump. The fight was sad. It was pathetic. It was everything we thought it'd be, at least for me. A lot of people online were saying, oh no, Mike Tyson's going to knock him out. No, he's not. He's 60. And he's being paid $20 million to not knock Jake Paul out. You know, he was told he'd be paid $20 million if he didn't knock Jake Paul out and if he kind of just didn't do much. And he didn't do much. He just stood there kind of buffering. He was like, if not Netflix is going to buffer, I'm going to buffer too, baby. Let's buffer away. It felt weird. It felt like a MAGA rally. Every maggot was there. You know, white man beats up on black old dude. You could say all these things. I don't think it's that deep, but it did seem like a MAGA rally. I mean, it was in Arlington, Texas. Tump was on the sidelines with Elon Musk, First Lady Elon Musk. You know, I can't wait till they get into their first fight. It'll be sad. It'll be fun. Two narcissists fighting. Jake Paul, though, he's running out of old guy. I don't know what his strategy is going to be after you beat Tyson. And by beat, I mean, you know, pay off. And, you know, I think that Tyson has the capability to still fight, but he's 60. He could probably knock out Jake Paul if Jake Paul wasn't defending himself, if he was just standing there, but he's 60. Jake Paul's strategy has kind of just been like, you know, I get eyeballs watching these matches because I box well-known people that want to see in the ring again. Mike Tyson. We all want to see Mike Tyson in the ring again, a legend. You know, that's been his strategy, get these legends in the ring or people that are, other people are interested in the ring, and I'll fight them. But, you know, oh, they happen to be over the age of 50. Oh, they happen to be elderly. Oh, they happen to be members of the AARP. Their dinner time is 5:30 p.m. every day. Oop. He's running out of that strategy, though, now that he's fought Tyson and it was kind of sad and nobody thought it was an entertaining fight. I mean, nobody thought that was entertaining. It was just really sad. It was like, I likened it to watching the Biden and Trump debate the first time because, you know, that was sad because Biden was struggling just to stay awake and to speak coherently and to not get into their golf swings. I mean, there was a lot of that. I say, you know, the Biden and Trump debate was like watching a senior dog fight, you know, just two toothless old dogs just drooling on each other, gumming each other with bites. Trump at one point even looked at Biden like, this is, oh, honey. Oh, I'm not even gonna lie tonight. I'm not gonna say some crazy shit. I'll save the shit for Kamala. I'll save the immigrants eating cats for Kamala. But I'm not, you know, Trump was really nice to Biden during that debate because he felt bad. That's what watching the Jake Paul Tyson fight was. It was sad. It was so sad. Jake Paul's gonna run out of old guys to fight. He's gonna have to go to the women. He's gonna have to fight Dame Judi Dench. You know, he's going to have to fight, Betty White's corpse. He's going to have to go to women. Who's Sarah Paulson dating? Holland Taylor? He'll fight her. He'll take her. He'll pay her 10 mil. Cause you know, women make less than men. He'll pay her 10 mil to let him win. Yeah. Fight Holland Taylor, Jake. Do it. I want Sarah Paulson to be with someone just a little bit younger. I just want to be, I want her to be with, I don't know, like a 70-year-old. I don't know. I don't know who Jake Paul can fight next. He's got to start fighting legitimate boxers, current boxers, boxers his age, boxers who are currently actively fighting. You know, Mike Tyson hadn't been in a ring in 20 years. 20 years. 20. I mean, Jake Paul, just, I don't know what, he's going to have to fight all of Congress next. Jake Paul is going to have to fight the lady from the Titanic who threw her necklace over the boat next. I don't know who he's going to fight. He's going to have to, he's just going to have to fight legitimate boxers. He did it once. He fought Tommy Fury once. He fought a legitimate active boxer and lost. So, you know, he's an entertainer. He's not an athlete. He has athletic capabilities, but I don't think he could really take on anybody in his weight class who's a current boxer who's around his age. You know, I said online, it'd be nice if Jake Paul could fight somebody who didn't remember where they were when JFK was shot. You know, it'd be nice. Just find somebody in, at least in their 30s, Jake. Come on. Well, what a shit show. And that just proves where we're at in America, that how many million people tuned in to watch Netflix buffer so that we could watch a 27-year-old man win a boxing match against a 60-year-old man. That's where we're at. That's the entertainment we deserve as Americans. That's what we deserve. Eat the slop, pigs. This is what we deserve. We do not deserve cerebral good entertainment. We don't deserve good art. No, 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 no. When Trump is in office the next 4 years, we deserve slop for pigs. This is what we deserve. We deserve a young man fighting an old man. And then rooting for the old guy and not knowing what was going to happen. Really? Come on. We deserve remake after remake of shitty movies. What's the, they're going to remake Cruel Intentions. We deserve that. We deserve a shitty remake of Cruel Intentions where, you know, they're going to try to PC and woke it up a little. There's going to be a fat trans lead. There's going to be a fat purple-haired trans lead in the place of hot Ryan Phillippe. No, no, no. The role of Ryan Phillippe will go to a hot, non-binary, trans person. A fat one, not a hot one, a fat one. Inclusion. The Cruel Intentions will be about inclusion. At the end, the person who plays Sarah Michelle Gellar, that character, instead of Coke in her necklace, it'll just be, you know, I don't fucking know. You know, it'll just be like beads. Beads that she can play with. It won't be fun. This is the art we deserve. We deserve shitty fucking remakes. We deserve remakes of movies that should never be remade. Cruel Intentions is perfect. Don't you fucking touch it. It'll be renamed Cool Intentions. Cool Intentions. Yeah, it'll be rough. It'll be really rough. But that's the art we deserve as Americans now. If we're going to have this guy leading our country, then we deserve the worst kind of art. We deserve a two-hour motion picture film starring both 1,000-pound sisters playing out the movie Pretty Women. And it'll be called Pretty Big Women. And that's it. That's the movie we get. That's what we deserve. You know? No more TV shows, all reality shows. That's what we deserve. The Real Housewives of Potomac. Potomac? I don't even know how to say it. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recreate The Simpsons. You know, these are, we don't deserve good art. We deserve JoJo Siwa giving us pop music. That's what we deserve. It's a rough time for this country. Everyone is sad that Mike Tyson lost too. I've been seeing that on TikTok. Everybody's like, I saw this one woman who she goes, as an empath. Now, immediately when I see somebody say as an empath, I know that they're not empath. They're not an empath at all. They don't feel anything. They don't know anything. People who are truly empathetic, they don't tell you that they're empathetic. Just so you know. It's like when somebody has to remind you they're a good person, they're usually evil. I saw this woman on TikTok go, you know, as an empath, it was, and she's crying. Caption, I'm an empath, and it was so hard to see Mike Tyson lose. He deserves to be the greatest boxer of all time forever. It's just so sad to see him. He should not have done. First of all, he made $20 million, okay? You can't be too sad for the guy. He knew what he was getting into. He's, you know, he's been around boxing forever, not in a couple decades, but, you know, he's been a boxer his whole life. He knew what he was getting into. He didn't just walk away with nothing. It's not like they shot his entire family at point blank in the face after he lost. He made $20 million off of losing. We could all be so lucky. Second of all, Mike Tyson went to prison for rape. So I know that we all forget things that happen after a year. I mean, at this point, we're forgetting news stories that happened after 3 months. Mike Tyson went to prison for rape. When was that? 1991. And then he went to prison in 92. Yeah, he raped a Miss Black America pageant woman. Somebody who was in the Miss Black America pageant. Her name is Desiree Washington. He raped her. Went to prison for it. Convicted rapist. Kind of like our president. Convicted rapist. Went to prison. Don't feel bad for him. He's a monster. 1989, Mike Tyson recounting his best punch. This is an excerpt from Jose Torres's 1989 biography about Tyson, entitled The Fire and the Fear, the inside story of Mike Tyson. 1989, Mike Tyson recounting his best punch. It was when I fought Robin Givens in Steve Lott's apartment. She really offended me and I went bam. She flew backwards, hitting every wall in the apartment. That was the best punch I've ever thrown in my life. So his best punch he's ever thrown in his life was his girlfriend / I think they got married later, wife, Robin Givens. His favorite punch and best punch he ever threw was a woman's face. That is a direct quote for his biography. You'd think they would have left that one out, huh? He's got a bunch of allegations for domestic abuse, sexual assault, obviously the rape conviction, prison sentence. I mean, yeesh. Him and, you know, I used to say Chris Brown's favorite hit was always Rihanna. You know what I mean? Chris Brown's best hit was Rihanna. That abusive asshole. So let's not cry over a guy who's a rapist and woman beater. A lot of people think that he's softened up. Good for him. I'm sure he's, in his older years, he's calmed down on the raping and abuse. You know, boxers, they can be a little rough. Floyd Mayweather, I think, has domestic violence allegations. These guys, they like to take the work home with them. You know, you can't, take the boxer out of the ring. You can't take the boxing out of the boxer. You know what I mean? These guys love to take their work home with them. So yeah, don't feel bad for Mike Tyson. He's fine. He made $20 million off of losing to a white twerp who's an entertainer and YouTuber. And that's where we're at as a world. And that is the art. And that's the kind of sporting event that this country deserves. Buckle up for more of it. That's what we deserve. We deserve our president sitting in a private jet with his cabinet surrounded by him, the people he's appointed to his cabinet, all eating McDonald's. This is what we deserve. We deserve our president eating McDonald's with the Secretary of Health, right? Health and Human Services. Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK.
Can I get a Big Mac? What would you like to eat, you little worm?
That's him asking his worm what he wants from McDonald's.
Hey, worm, what would you like to
This is what we deserve. We deserve our president of the United States, our future president of the United States of America, eating a Big Mac meal with his Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., his son, whatever his name is, Snivelly. I don't know what their son's names are. I don't know what Donald Trump's son's names are. Snivelly and Snorvelly. I don't know. Timmy and Tommy. I don't know. Douche and Canoe. I'm not really sure. Who else was in that picture? I don't think Matt Gaetz was there. He was too busy banging a 16-year-old. Matt Gaetz looks like an evil gay villain. I don't think Matt Gaetz is gay. I think he's evil. He has the Botox forehead. It's so Botox to hell that he's got the Jack Nicholson eyebrows now when he tries to... Any expression on his face, it just looks like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. His forehead is so frozen. I'm like, okay, Elsa Slay. Elon Musk. That is the other person who was in that photograph. Elon Musk, who has probably never eaten McDonald's. I can't imagine Elon Musk is really, truly enjoys McDonald's. And then you got to think about that McDonald's. McDonald's is not good 2.5 minutes after you get it in the bag. You've got 2.5 minutes to scarf down McDonald's before it's no longer good. And at the same time, McDonald's never rots. It never decays. It you could keep that cheeseburger on your counter for decades and it would stay the same. So it's very fascinating that McDonald's is disgusting after 5 minutes of not touch. If you wait 5 minutes before you have that cheeseburger or french fries or what the fuck ever, even the water, I'm sure, it's disgusting. You're like, why am I eating this wet paper? So you got to think they got this McDonald's, but they still have to transport it to a private jet. It can't be that good by the time they get it on the private jet, unless they're cooking up McDonald's in the fucking PJ private, you know, in the bathroom. I can't imagine it's good. I don't think that Robert F. Kennedy really eats McDonald's much, but that guy will do anything. That guy is, he wants to be in the White House so fucking bad. He wants to die. That guy wants to, he's a Kennedy who will do anything to get in the White House, including work for Donald Trump, eating McDonald's with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and whatever Donald's son's name is. I don't know. Wickery. I don't know what his son's names are. I will never know what their son's names are. Sly. I don't know. Slytherin. I feel like his son's names are just houses of Hogwarts houses. I'm Slytherin and this is my brother Gryffindor. Where is Hufflepuff? Yeah, I mean, that guy wants to be, I don't know, he's a Kennedy who wants to be in the White House. You never see that anymore. No Kennedy now is like, yeah, put me in politics, Pop. Get me the fuck away from, if I'm a Kennedy, get me the fuck away from politics. I'll go work at the Fashion Bug. I don't give a fuck. I'm not good in the, I'm not, don't put me in the White House. I don't want a bullet in my head. People are saying that Trump's cabinet is, online. This is not my original thought, so don't think that I came up with this, but people are saying that his cabinet selections are turning it. It's not even a cabinet anymore. It's just a junk drawer. I enjoyed that one. I did enjoy that one. It is a drunk drawer of selections for his cabinet. You've got Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy. Like the one guy who's not white in the cabinet, he's got to feel real weird. It's like a real Get Out situation. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are co-running the Department of Government Efficiency, aka DOGE. What the? This is the America we deserve, by the way. This is what we deserve. We deserve a new department in the government to be called DOGE after Bitcoin. We might as well have a new department called Dickcoin. I know there's a Bitcoin out there called Dickcoin. We need to get a department of Dickcoin going. This is what we deserve. By the way, how ironic that the Department of Government Efficiency is co-run by two people. Isn't that a bit ironic? Shouldn't it be run by one? Shouldn't it be run by a robot? If you really want to get efficient, you cut off one of those people and you just cut them off and make a robot lead it. Make a Tesla robot lead the Department of Government Efficiency. Why do you have two inept men running the Department of Government Efficiency? What is that? That's irony, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait to see that department implode upon itself in, I don't know, 3 months after starting it up. They want to cut the Department of Education, which is already a pretty small department. I mean, if you look at American education, it's got to be very small already. What are they going to fire the three fucking raccoons that work there? I don't know. Doesn't seem like a big department as it is. The Department of Education sucks in this country. RFK is obviously the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Can't wait. A man with a worm in his brain who talks like that is going to be the head of Health and Human Services.
No more Ozempic.
He wants to take away Ozempic. I don't know. It seems healthy that people are losing weight. I don't know.
Do it the old-fashioned way. You just gotta walk.
As he's eating McDonald's. All right. Trump elected a Fox News anchor to be head of, what was it? What is he the head of? Homeland Security? No, was it defense? Secretary of Defense, I believe. It's hard to keep up with all of these. I mean, some of these there's a Secretary of Interior, which I don't really know what that means. That's just like in charge of interior design. I really don't know. I don't know what some of these secretaries do. I do like that every position is called secretary. It's so fun to be like, Elon, you're a little secretary, bitch. You my little receptionist. Okay, girl, get your doge on. Secretary of the Interior. That should just be given to a gay guy, right? That should be given to any of the Republican governors. That's got to be given to Lindsey Graham, right? I'm the Secretary of Interior. Move that couch. Honey, those curtains are atrocious. I want to, you know, that's the Secretary of Interior I want. Yeah, Fox News anchor is going to be a Secretary of Defense. Great. Awesome. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. I'm surprised they didn't just cut that department down. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. That should just be given to, I don't know, Lieutenant Dan, the guy who was stuck on his boat during Hurricane Milton. Give that guy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He knows a thing or two about housing. He stayed in his boat. I don't know who's going to be Secretary of Education. I mean, some of these people, who's going to be head of Secretary of Education? I don't know. Maybe, you know, it'd be funny if he appointed that woman who drowned her 7 kids. Make her Secretary of Education. She knows a thing or two. Andrea Yates, is that her name? Make her Secretary of Education. Maybe Roseanne Barr. Put Roseanne in there. What's she going to do? Roseanne should be the head of something. What can we give her? The Secretary of Energy was already given away to... That's the funniest one. The Secretary of Energy was given away to an exec in an oil company. I mean, this is where we're at. This is what we deserve. This is the country we deserve. We voted this way. We deserve the Secretary of Energy to be an executive at an oil company. What could go wrong? This is a true junk drawer. I wish he would just pick one funny one, because I know he made Matt Gaetz something, and Matt Gaetz loves to, you know, fuck teenagers. I mean, honestly, what man doesn't? I'm surprised that Matt Gaetz doesn't like to fuck teenage boys. I mean, I'm just more surprised. When they were like, yeah, Matt Gaetz came out, it came out that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl. I said, girl? That is different for a Republican man. You sure it was a girl? Wow. Most Republican men are, they're giant homosexuals. I want to see some good picks for this cabinet. Please, please, please give Gypsy Rose a role. Please make her the White House press secretary. Please, please give Gypsy a job. She needs one. She's expecting a baby. I'm going in for my interview with Tump, President Tump, one of a kind. Make America healthy again. Maha! I wish that Gypsy would be given a job. Maybe White House press secretary is where it would be at. Every day we just got to get a briefing from Gypsy Rose. Can you come out here? There's a lot of people asking questions. What is foreign policy? You know, she was kind of homeschooled and also told she had cancer when she didn't. So it would be fun for her to just kind of decipher all of the press questions. To come out every, well, today, President Tump, because that's what we're calling now, Tump.
President Tump has declared that all gay people must wear a rainbow pin. And we can kick them in the shins. I like gay people, but not that much. Ken's all man. Ken? That's why I dumped Ryan. He's a little bitch. Ryan reminded me of a woman. He has high estrogen and low T.
All right. I don't know. I just want Gypsy to do something. Round out this cabinet. Round it out. It is depressing, but it's also very funny. I mean, sum up the Trump presidency, and we haven't even started. We have not even started. It's really depressing, but a little bit funny. A lot of content coming your way. Already we're getting such good content. I mean, it is crazy the kind of people he's appointing. But you got to think that Trump really, he already had 4 years as president and he burned through the good ones. He appointed, you know, the people that were kind of qualified in his first term. And, you know, anybody that gets close to Trump, they get burned. If that's not anything, that's why I'm surprised anybody would take a job with him. Because there's nothing, Rudy Giuliani is fucked. Because Rudy Giuliani attached himself to Trump in his first presidency. And now Rudy Giuliani says he doesn't have enough money to buy food. That is a real statement Rudy Giuliani put out. They seized my checking account. I don't even have enough money to buy food. This is what happens when you get close to Trump. You get burned. So I don't know why these people think it's, you know, anything is going to be different with him. It is very fun that it's Elon Musk that's attaching himself. I want to see Vivek Ramaswamy go down. I do not like Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't mean to do that accent, but it is fun. Fuck him. I don't like Vivek. He's a creep. He's weird. He looks like he masturbates to pictures of ferrets. You know, he's a weirdo. You know, and he still like masturbates into a sock for some reason. Like, what do we do? And he collects the sock and he keeps it and he calls it his cum sock and he cracks it in half. Sorry, this is just what I see when I look at Vivek. Yeah, I don't know. We're fucked. This is what we deserve. But anybody that gets close to Trump gets burned. And so, you know, he's kind of just on the scrap. So now he's just electing the scrap. You're a Fox News anchor. Elon Musk, who donated a lot of money to my campaign and he's kind of annoying, but he has a lot of money. RFK, who said he'll back me for president. Okay, great. Who else do we have? I don't fucking know. You know, who else is he appointed? An energy exec, oil exec, a hot girl to be my press secretary. It's just some blonde young girl. It's like, you know, some 18-year-old that's just going to get up there and be like, what did you say? What did you just call me? Her name's Caroline Leavitt. Leave it alone, Caroline. Jesus, you're setting up your entire life as a disaster. Marco Rubio, who has publicly denounced Trump in the past, is now working for him. I mean, all these people are just power and fame and money hungry and are happy to jump on a ship where Trump is going to sink it. But it's fun to watch. It's fun to see. I want to see Elon and Trump implode, as it will happen. You can't have two narcissists working together. That never works. Somebody's got to go down, and Trump is the president. So good luck, Elon. People are switching over to Blue Sky. If you've not heard about Blue Sky, it's the new Twitter. It was created, I believe, by Jack Dorsey, who is the original founder of Twitter. It's very reminiscent of old Twitter, pre-Elon, P-E. It's P-E Twitter. It's not X. Lots of people are starting up accounts over Blue Sky. Get over to Blue Sky. Leave Twitter behind. Twitter's gay. Twitter is for incels and weirdos. Get on Blue Sky, and it's really fun because it's like the old school Twitter. I don't know what you call it on Blue Sky. I just bleated. I don't know what you call it. Instead of tweet, you blued. I don't know. I just blewed out. I said, I wonder which deranged billionaire is going to buy and ruin Blue Sky in 10 years. You know, we'll have to take bets on that. Maybe it'll be Jeff Bezos that tanks Blue Sky in 10 years. But for now, we can enjoy it. It's the old Twitter. Get over there. Snag a celebrity's name on Blue Sky. Official Tom Cruise. The one and only Kim Kardashian. Official Kim Kardashian. Get that account name. You know, get that handle. Wait for the celebrity to call. They're going to call. Wait for the celebrity to send you money for that handle. That's my genius plan that I haven't done. I just created my own account, Heather Shaw Comedy. But, you know, if I was somebody who needed some money in a couple years or even months, I would register all the celebrity names. Official JoJo Siwa. Alex Earl. Official Alex Earl. The Alex Earl. The Tom Brady. Tom Brady official. Tom Brady. Anything you can think of, snag that celebrity handle and then just sit on it and wait for the celebrity team to come to you and say, hey, can we get that handle off your hands? How about, you know, say, yeah, pay me. That's what I would do. Fuck going to college. This is a new way to make money.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Let's see, what else is going on? Diddy news, the diddler. See, not a lot of crazy news. I mean, Diddler, this is news from today. Diddy's lawyers are calling BS on federal prosecutors who have claimed they did not seize the mogul's trial strategy. So apparently, Diddy's jail cell was raided. And about officials took photos of 19 pages of material from Diddy's cell, his journal or his book or his notebook, which he says included 11 pages of trial strategy notes and correspondence with his lawyers. So Diddy's lawyer is saying they raided and seized Diddy's notes from his cell and are saying the only thing that were on those notes was trial strategy notes and correspondence with his lawyers. And the feds are saying, no, that's not true. That is not true. They acknowledge taking photos of Diddy's notebook, which they say handed over to a filter team to check whether any of the material is privileged. They're saying, the feds are saying, we did not steal any trial notes. Apparently it was other bullshit. Maybe things that were things to use to shake down witnesses, plans to shake down, to harass witnesses, things like that. There was a story about private investigators who approached an influencer in L.A., and they were and this guy posted a video of it. His name's Samson Crouppen, TikTok user Samson Crouppen 1. He posted a video on his account Monday showing what appears to be two private investigators who came to his doorstep in L.A. asking what he knows about celebrities linked to Diddy. And then they asked him if he'd been paid to talk about the Diddy content on his platform. So this guy's been talking about Diddy a lot on his platform, about what's going on and, you know, all this shit. And these two PIs showed up to his face. And they were like, did anybody pay you to make this content about Diddy? Do you know anybody? Are you in cahoots with any celebrities? It seems like a shakedown. It seems like a scare tactic. It seems like a little bit of a blackmail tactic. Something's going on. I don't know why they're reaching out to this no-name influencer, but maybe it's because they don't want to go after big names for fear of what they'll say online to their millions of followers. But Samson filed a harassment complaint against the PIs. Another influencer, Amala Ekpenobi, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, Amala Ekpenobi, says she was approached by the same PIs as Samson with the same overture. She posted a number of Diddy stories, which she believes put her on their radar. The influencers are getting the shakedown, and honestly, about time. Fuck these influencers. Thank God I'm not getting any PIs coming to my door. I've talked about the Diddler in the past, but I'm not an influencer, you know. I'm sober now. I'm not under any influence. I'm not an influencer, and I'm a comedian. I don't think anybody's checking for me, honestly. Thank God. If I get a PI at my door, that would be the best thing ever. That would be the best. I would just start taking pictures with them. I would be like, girl, I know everything. Let me tell you everything I know about Diddy and the freak off. We're having a freak off inside right now. Come in. It's a white party in my house, and that's just what we call parties here because everybody's white, because I'm a white lady. Come on in. I'm having a white party. All we're doing is watching Martha Stewart's documentary. That's my version of a white party, by the way. It's what I call Thanksgiving. I call Thanksgiving a white party, okay? I go home. I say I'm going to a white party. It's just Thanksgiving. In her TikTok video, what's her name that I just said? Amala claims they offered her money to ID, who's allegedly been giving her cash to talk about Diddy. She insists she did not receive cash. She also claims the two guys told her they were hitting up 10 other influencers who have similar content. So a lot of these influencers are just talking about Diddy. Nobody's paying these influencers to talk about Diddy. It's a very hot story. There's a lot to talk about. It's insanely scandalous. You know, and these are not big influencers. I don't know. What is she supposed to say? It was Jay-Z. I would just start lying to the PIs. The minute they came out to me, I would just be like, it was Beyonce. It was Beyonce Knowles. Oh my God. Let me talk in the camera. It was Beyonce Knowles. Any celebrity I hate, it was RFK Jr. RFK Jr. told me to post these videos about the P. Diddler. It was Jake Paul. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson came to me and said, post about the P. Diddler. Look into them. They're paying me. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird scare tactic, but, you know, Diddlers seems to be desperate. But I got to go back to, once again, we have not seen any photographic evidence of Diddler being locked up. I'm going to die on this motherfucking hill until we see fucking proof and not just some sketch some courthouse sketch, some courtroom sketch, which, by the way, the courtroom artist of Diddy, she's fucking him up. She's making him look like he's got cerebral palsy and Down syndrome all at once, all mixed in. Like he's missing 17 different chromosomes. She's fucking him up in there. I love it. I know it's a woman, too. I know it's a woman. But until I see some photographic evidence, I don't know. Still not, are these real stories? I don't know. Must be if the PIs are going after no-name influencers. I don't know. It's very fishy stuff, guys. I want to know what the notes are. It's like, what notes did they seize from Diddy? Is it just like burn book material? That's skanky, fugly, bitch Jay-Z. I just imagine him writing, I fucking hate Justin Bieber. I will never talk to Justin Bieber again. What, he doesn't want me entering in his asshole anymore? You know, I just see Diddy just having a burn book of celebrities he wants to take down. Where the fuck is Farnsworth Bentley now, bitch? J-Lo is the skankiest bitch I've ever met. I don't know what notes he's writing, but you know, this is not going to end well for Diddy. He's probably going to die. If he actually dies and there's proof that he's died, which we'll never get, they'll just release a story. P. Diddy has died. And we'll go, oh, okay. Must be true. All right, let's get into our sponsors for this week. We got quite a few sponsors. Shout out to some new ad reads. Let's go. The first up, you know him, you love him. It's Lucy Brown, baby. Lucy Brown Coffee. By the way, I will be in Lexington, Kentucky at Off Comedy Off Broadway. Is that true? Yeah, that's what it's called. Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington. I'll be there December 27th and 28th. And I will be doing a meet and greet in Lexington, Kentucky on December 28th at 2 p.m. at Lucy Brown Coffee Bar, baby. So come on down, do a meet and greet. It'll be about an hour and a half long, depending on how many of you show up. Grab some coffee, take some pictures, say hi to me. We can talk. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do a Gypsy Rose for you. Hi! Whatever you want, I'll do that. I'm down there. So that'll be fun, and it should be good. So, but go back to Lucy Brown, get the coffee subscription. That's what I'm talking about. Lucy Brown has a coffee subscription. You hear about it every fucking week, and I love it every single fucking week. I am subscribed to this coffee subscription. I'm a follower. I'm a fan. I'm a freak. I love their coffee. Every month, I get a new bag of delicious coffee that I'd never heard of before, but tastes so fucking good, delivered right to my door. Coffee I've never heard of before, delivered right to my door. That's what the coffee subscription is for from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar. All you got to do is simply fill out the form on their website and get new coffee beans sent straight to your door, starting at just $20 a month. It's a steal. It's good fucking coffee. If you love coffee, you're going to love this subscription service. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. And follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. We love you, Lucy Brown. DFL, baby, Designs for Loving. If you are craving support, direction, and connection, listen up, motherfucker. Clairvoyant medium Kayla, which I gotta say, I love that we're now in the age in life where like grandmas are starting to get, like, we're gonna get, when we're older, our grandmas will be called Ashley. Grandma Madison. Hey, Grandma Maddie. Grandpa Josh. And now we're getting to the age where mediums are no longer called like Ethel. They're called Kayla. I fucking love it. It's so fun to see life evolve. Clairvoyant medium Kayla has a few open spots for one-on-one DFL sessions. That sounds dirty, but it's not. It's Designs for Loving, baby. Huh? That still sounds dirty. It's not, okay? Trust me. It's perfect for goddesses, gays, and theys looking for clarity and insight. In each session, Kayla guides you through simple yet powerful practices you can start using right away, along with a deep intuitive reading and energy clearing to set you on the right path. All you got to do is visit Designs for Loving on Instagram and DM Kayla with the code STAYGAY. If you DM her with that code, you'll get 50% off your first DFL session. I know that sounds dirty. It's not, okay? Get your mind out of the fucking gutter. Don't wait. It's time to love yourself. I know that sounds dirty, okay, but it's not. Get your mind out of the fucking gutter. DFL is not a weird thing. Loving yourself means spiritually, not touching yourself, but that's okay to do too. Don't wait. It's time to love yourself. Love life and find love. Thank you, Kayla. We love you. Coach Alex Ray, baby. Let's get into it. I am wearing I am wearing, oh, this is for something else. Forget it. Coach Alex Ray. We love Coach Alex Ray. I love a man named Coach. It shows he's in charge. It's like going by chief or sport. Are you always the one looking after others while your own intimate needs go unmet? Now we're getting down and dirty. Buckle the fuck up, bitches. Look, it's time for you to finally get wrecked just the way you like. I don't know. Buckle up, okay? If you're touching yourself, keep going. Alex Ray is an intimacy coach for people like you, the helpers, the caregivers, the ones who give everything and still end up feeling unfulfilled. Alex helps you stop settling and start getting exactly what you want in and out of the bedroom. God damn, sign me up, Alex. Coach me, daddy. If you've been holding back, afraid of what might happen, it's time you hear this. Your desires are legit and they deserve to be met. So this is for kink people. If you're into kinks and you're worried about it, if you want to get a little piss on you, sign up for Coach Alex Ray. Ain't nothing wrong with a little piss on you, little pee-pee queen. That's what I'm going to call you, you little pee-pee queen. Ain't nothing wrong with a little golden shower. It's golden shower hour. Your desires are legit and they deserve to be met. Imagine getting the connection you crave. No guilt, no shame, no hesitation. With Alex's coaching, you learn to own what you want. Ask for it without fear and build the kind of smoking hot intimacy you've been missing out on. Heyo, send this to your husband, will ya? Head to CoachAlexRay.com. That's C-O-A-C-H, Coach Alex Ray, A-L-E-X-R-A-Y.com for a free intro experience. Free! Get that piss on you, baby! It's time to make your pleasure a priority. Shout out to Coach Alex Ray. All right, finally, let's talk about Dreadlock Jesus. I'm wearing their merch. I know it looks like nothing right now, but wait, let me just show you. Let me show you the back here. Huh? Come on. Look at that merch. It's so hot. If you're not watching YouTube, you're really missing out right now. I just went naked. The mission of Dreadlock Jesus, what is it? It's to reintroduce the loving, understanding, and non-judgmental Jesus to the world. We're so sick of this New Age Jesus that's such a fucking bitch. The New Age Jesus is such a fucking Karen, and that is not what Jesus stands for. Make Jesus cool again. Jesus is to be an instrument of God's peace to encourage people to read and live out the red words only, and to find their own connection with Jesus and the Christ within. Dreadlock Jesus was created to contrast against the overbearing, judgy, I am your ruler, Jesus, that the dogmatic Western Christian world has created. I love it, by the way. I would be so much more into Jesus if he wasn't like, fuck you, faggot. You know what I mean? I love a Jesus that is accepting and open, and I love followers of Jesus who are accepting and open and compassionate and open-minded and loving and kind. But it's like that saying with this new Jesus that walks around that listens to Morgan Wallen and hits their wife and condones hitting your gay kid and talking weird about black people. That God ain't no love like a Christian hate. It's where that comes from, that shitty version of Jesus. But there is a better version out there. Okay, it's not to say we're debating religion or theology, but if you simply go back and read Jesus' teachings, you quickly learn that he wasn't about any of those things. So Dreadlock Jesus' purpose is to reintroduce a friendly, loving Jesus, more indicative of the actual Jesus, because he was real, than the Roman authoritarian character that was created in the 3rd and 4th centuries. God, do I know about that. If there's one thing I know about, it's Jesus' creation in Romans. We're emphasizing those parts. Dreadlock Jesus is emphasizing the parts of Jesus' message that centered around love, acceptance, nonviolence, and non-attachment, and less of the dogma. I love it. I can get behind it. I'm not a religious person, but I certainly can get behind the idea of a God being an all-loving, all-accepting, all-encompassing of kindness kind of God. So get Dreadlock Jesus in your life at dreadlockjesus.com. Pick up some cool merch. I got this merch. I got to say, this sweatshirt is the comfiest fucking thing I've ever worn. Okay, and it fits really well. It's nice quality. Shout out to Dreadlock Jesus for sending me this. I'm a new follower. Praise the Lord. Amen. Allah. We're all about a loving, accepting God. And God certainly is real. He is real. He is real. God is real, baby. Shout out to Dreadlock Jesus. And thank you for all the sponsors of this podcast. You guys make it happen. So nice. Okay, Keith Lee. Can we just go over what I just promoted, by the way? So I promoted coffee, and then I promoted a therapy session, and then I promoted a sex coach, and then I promoted God. So don't tell me I'm not, a varied soul. I'm a broad, broad baby. And I am for sale. Watch me next week promote Satan, by the way. Next week, I'm just like, oh, Mom, I'm so sick of this. Listen to Dreadlock Satan. He's so much cooler. Aren't you sick of the Satan that's a devil and is invading celebrities? Sam Smith, move aside. The new Satan is a hype beast model. I don't know. All right, let's get into Keith Lee's sushi problem. Do you know who Keith Lee is? If you don't, you're living under a rock, and I need you to get out from under that bitch. Keith Lee is he's a TikTok food critic. He kind of talks like this. Today, I went to FOMO Sushi, and I got a... He talks about it like this. Hello, my name is... He's really low. He's really sweet. He seems to come from a place of love. He would love Dreadlock Jesus for those reasons. Keith Lee would love Dreadlock Jesus. He is Dreadlock Jesus, Keith Lee. He goes around to different areas. He tries food as a normal person. He's not a food critic. He kind of has a limited palate, to be honest. He doesn't really go to a lot of fancy places or places that have different kind of food because he doesn't have a sophisticated palate, and that's okay. He never claimed to be a sophisticated food critic. He literally just a guy that got online and was like, his main goal was to go to struggling businesses, which is fucking awesome, and put them on blast and like give them promotion and try their food. And he's honest. So like if he goes to a struggling business and their food sucks, he'll be like, yeah, that's not good. No wonder they're not. But if it's great, he's like, oh my God, you guys are missing out. Go to this place if you live in the city. And it really, he has had a huge impact on small businesses, good and bad. But that's part of it. If you have good food and good service and you know, you're on top of your shit as a small business, he's going to shout you out and he's going to make your business blow up. At least for a few months, you know, and he'll spread the word about it. He's actually very great. He seems very kind. He seems very genuine. He tried a sushi bar in Seattle called FOB, F-O-B, and they have temporarily closed. This video that he posted, it is so disgusting. What happened was he got some sushi from this place, FOB Sushi, many of it nigiri and sashimi, which were contaminated apparently by being in close proximity to shellfish. He eats several pieces of the sushi, mostly declaring the sushi rice is overcooked, but the fish was good. So that was his kind of overall review. Sushi rice overcooked, but the fish was good. There was a part in the video where he holds up, I think it was... a piece of sushi. So I'm not a sushi, savant. I don't really, you know, the only sushi I have is like veggies. So I'm always, this is the thing. You can get food poisoning from anything, but like 95% of food poisoning, I feel like you're going to get from meat. So I don't really ever deal with like the worry. So he goes to hold up a sushi roll and he tries to taste test part of the video. I think if you go to his video on FOB Sushi, it's at like the 1:50 mark, picks up a roll with his chopstick and he's talking about it. And before he puts it in his mouth, you see at the end, this little worm parasite moving. And you see it in the video moving and Keith Lee doesn't notice it. And he pops that sucker in his mouth and he eats it. Get. Holy fuck. I don't know if it was a worm. We don't know if it was parasite. If it was a parasite, that's even worse because they have larvae. But you see this little thing moving at the end of the sushi. Now, after seeing this video, I kind of learned a little about fish and how you're supposed to keep it as a sushi restaurant. All fish except for salmon and tuna, you are not supposed to serve fresh. Meaning the fish is caught, it's then frozen to kill off anything that's in the fish, worms, parasites, and then you unfreeze it and serve it as fresh again, right? That's what you do in sushi places, unless it's salmon or tuna, yellowfin, bluefin. Those two fish, salmon and tuna, like farm-raised salmon, all that shit, that can be served as like, okay, caught, killed, served fresh. You can do that. It's okay. But any other fish outside of salmon, tuna, and shellfish, you gotta freeze it. And it's gotta be really frozen to kill off those things. And then you unfreeze it and serve it as like fresh. That's what you should be doing. That's FDA regulations. That'll probably be going away soon with Trump's cabinet. Once RFK gets in charge, he's going to be like,
every piece of sushi gets a brain worm. I will be putting all brain worms in the sushi.
I mean, that's where what's going to happen. So, but current FDA regulations are that if you're a sushi restaurant or you're a seafood restaurant and you're selling fish, all product except for salmon and tuna has to be frozen first, and then you can thaw it out and then sell it. I learned that from somebody who actually works in the industry, as their family has a long time business. I don't remember her name. Anyways, so then the viewers catch hold of this parasite worm and they're like, holy fuck. Keith Lee did a follow-up video and said he hasn't been sick yet. His wife did get sick from the sushi. And then there was a story that a woman who ate at the restaurant a day after Keith Lee also went to the hospital with food poisoning. So it's not, it just seems like the restaurant's disgusting. You know what I mean? So Lee's viewers demanded a statement from Fab Sushi, which responded with an Instagram post, as you do. The restaurant called claims that there was a worm or parasite in the piece of fish false and added, we follow strict FDA and HACCP standards, which I don't know what the fuck that is, to ensure the highest quality of safety in every dish. The movement in the video is due to natural elasticity in the fish, not worms. No, bitch. No, that was a worm moving up and down. That you didn't, that's not, and thank God it was sticking out of the sushi roll, because it could have been, think of how much of that shit was inside that fish. The stuff we can't see. Ew, God. The restaurant was visited by a health inspector in January and found that there were no issues with food. Lee since made a response video. It did appear that something moved, he said. He can't confirm or deny what it was. He suffered no ill effects yet, but goes on to claim that someone went there on his recommendation the next day and alleges they ended up in the hospital. For the restaurant to post a statement indicating that me holding the sushi or me holding the chopsticks in a certain way is why the sushi moved. I don't agree with that. And this is the funniest thing he said. He said, because I've had sushi 1,000 times and I've held sushi 1,000 different ways and never once have I seen sushi behaving that way. Never once have I seen sushi behaving that way. That's such a funny way to say, like, I've never seen sushi like that. That sushi has never behaved like that before for me. So we don't know what it is. He's not currently sick. But on November 18th, on Monday, Fab Sushi addressed his response to the situation, announcing that it was closing its locations in Bellevue, where Lee ate, and Seattle until further notice. Tump. The restaurant said it's conducting a thorough investigation into what happened and how to prevent it from happening again. I mean, I don't know if these guys can come back from that. That's pretty rough to see millions of people watch Keith Lee's videos. And that's such a stain to have on your establishment. Oh, you're the people who had a worm in their fish. Like, it's just so off-putting. It's not like I found a hair in my food, which if I find hair in my food, I'm done. If I take one bite, my first bite of a meal and there's hair in it, I don't care at what point in the meal that I find hair, I'm done. I don't care. I could look and see hair before I even eat the meal. I'm done. I do not like hair in my food. And that would get me turned off. Sorry. That would get me turned off from a restaurant. But worms, you can't get over that. Nobody's going to be like, oh, I'm sure they cleaned up their act. No. Millions of people saw a worm moving in your sushi. It's done. Call it. Shut it down. It's also bad that it's a Seattle establishment because, like, you're so close to the fucking water. This isn't someplace in Kansas. Like, seafood is supposed to be fresh there. What do you mean? It just means that they probably, this expert on TikTok said they, and I know it sounds funny, but really, there are experts on TikTok. Oh, this woman whose family, works in seafood, she said that what probably happened is either the fish wasn't frozen enough and it didn't kill off what it should have killed off, or they simply just didn't freeze it and they just served it fresh as is. And, you know, that's a bad, you can't do that unless it's salmon or tuna. Lesson learned, don't eat sushi. This is why I don't eat meat. I don't have to deal with this bullshit. Oh, wasn't cooked enough. I got sick. Oh, you know, it's meat, so food poisoning. No, I don't get, knock on wood, I've never had food poisoning. I'm not about to have a worm. Now, I may have some bugs on my vegetables. Let's not lie about that. I might have some extra protein. I don't know. There's something weird about a fish moving in meat. A worm moving in fish in meat. It's way worse than seeing a worm in my salad. I don't know what it is. I just don't. I'd rather see an ant crawling in my lettuce than a fucking fish, a parasite worm moving in a piece of fish. Gross. But knock on wood, I've never had food poisoning from vegetables or Beyond Burgers yet. I'm sure I will. What else is going on here, huh? Oh, John Krasinski was named the sexiest man alive, by the way. I know we were talking about Benny Blanco, and poor Benny Blanco didn't get it. How could this happen? Benny Blanco? Not sexiest man alive? Are we okay? John Krasinski winning sexiest man alive in the year 2024 is what we deserve as a country. We deserve this bullshit. I'm going to go back to it. That is the theme of this episode. This is what we deserve. We deserve a star who was huge in 2008 to be named the sexiest man alive in 2024. This is what we deserve. Why not name Pauly D from Jersey Shore the hottest, sexiest man? I mean, John Krasinski, no hate. The guy's a handsome man, but why him? All he does is make bad knockoff movies. Nothing is original. Nothing is real. A Quiet Place is a story that was knocked off from another movie. No one knows that. They think that John Krasinski came up with this and produced it. If that Imaginary Friend movie, a knockoff of another person's story, all he does is go around knocking off shit and then claiming that he came up with it. That's sexy if you ask me. I like him as Jim Halpert, but Jim Halpert's kind of a douche, and so is John Krasinski. It's not the douchiest man alive. People need to come out with the douchiest man alive, by the way. That's so much more fun than some bullshit sexiest. No one's sexy anymore. We're done as a country. Nobody is sexy. Can we just do the douchiest, please? That's so much more fun. Elon Musk versus Justin Timberlake, you know, versus Diddler. I don't care. Can we please have the douche Jake Paul and Mike Tyson all in one? The Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight is also a contender for douchiest man alive. I mean, God, I'm so over the sexiest. We need the douchiest. And then John Krasinski can win again, too. But this is what we deserve. We deserve this as a country. We deserve bad art, bad boxing, bad sports, and John Krasinski to be the sexiest man alive over anybody relevant. Anybody else that's relevant. I would have preferred Benny Blanco won at this point. The last story, don't have any jokes for. I just wanted to talk about it in case you didn't know. Dave Coulier, who played Uncle Joey in Full House, he's got cancer. Dave Coulier, he was also the rumored to be, and I think it was confirmed to be the subject in You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. The man she's singing to is Dave Coulier. Isn't that sad, Uncle Joey? That's who she made that banger of a song about. Ugh. God, I'd rather have cancer than, you know. He has cancer. He's got stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I think that's what... No. Does he have the Weinstein cancer? They need to rename whatever cancer Weinstein has and just call it the Weinstein cancer, because that's going to be a real bummer to hear from your doctor, you know? Hey, I'm sorry, Jim. You've got Weinstein. You've been diagnosed with stage 4 Weinstein. It doesn't look good, bud. I'm so sorry. They need to name cancer after... They need to name cancer... You know how they name hurricanes after random names? They need to name cancer after horrible people. Rename cancer horrible people. You know, it no longer is it rectal cancer. It's just called Elon Musk cancer. You've got Elon cancer. You know, it's not lung cancer anymore. It's just Johnny Depp cancer against Amber Heard. Johnny Depp, what he did to Amber Heard cancer. You've got the Depp. You've got Depp cancer. Pancreatic cancer. Yeah, you got the Casey Anthony. You got Casey cancer. You know, that'd be fun. Rename cancer after horrible people. This is the things I would do if I was in office. Fuck free healthcare. Anyways, Dave Coulier, he came out and said he has stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I don't really know what that looks like. I don't really know. Because, you know, James Vanderbeek also has cancer. No, all the 90s guys are going away. Somebody protect Matthew Perry. Just kidding. He's already. Coulier said the news was a gut punch, as it always is. Cancer is never not a gun punch. News of cancer is obviously a gut punch. It's very sad. He said he first had a cold and experienced slight swelling in his groin area that grew rapidly to the size of a golf ball within 5 days. That's fucking scary. His doctors decided to do some scans and a biopsy, and he was diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma, which he describes as a very aggressive type, so that sucks. Doctors then looked at his bone marrow to determine the staging and found that it hadn't spread. That's good. Hasn't spread. He's undergone a round of chemotherapy with another round scheduled for Friday, and then his chemo should wrap up in February. I think he's, there's a very funny video of Dave Coulier bald. I think he's getting ahead of it and shaving his head. You know how cancer patients do that? One day I'll be doing it. I just know I'll get cancer. I'm an American. We get cancer. This is what we deserve, by the way. Cancer is the disease this country deserves. I'm just going to say it. But Dave Coulier is doing this funny photo with John Stamos. And John Stamos is there out of like solidarity and like to help him. And Dave Coulier shaved his head because, you know, he's going to lose it all in chemo. So he shaved his head. And John Stamos, instead of shaving his head like a normal fucking supportive friend would do, if you're going to like, he put on a bald cap. He went in a makeup chair and he had somebody put on a bald cap and then blend the makeup to make it look like he was also bald. Is that not fucked up? At that point, I would just be like, just leave. I'd rather have double cancer than be around you again, Stamos. Your friend can't bring himself to shave his head, so instead he just puts on a bald cap for a picture. That's fucked up. Stamos. John Stamos is allegedly a giant cokehead. And there's videos of him like at a movie premiere with his family, and he's like tweaking a bunch, and like, I forget which movie premiere it is, but I'm gonna look it up for you right now because I need you to know that. Also, Google John Stamos bald cap. It's fucked up. Tweaking at premiere. Let's see if that comes up with anything. Yeah, he's tweaking at the Wonka premiere. Remember Wonka? The one with Chalamet? Yeah, he's on a fucking, he's tweaking on the red carpet of the Wonka premiere. Go look up that on TikTok, wherever you get your videos. MySpace, I don't know what you're doing out there. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking creepy. John Stamos is allegedly a tweaker. Still not sober. He says he's sober. I don't know about that. All right, reminders. Join the Patreon if you want an extra bonus episode of this podcast. You get it every Sunday, Monday, usually. This one I just released because I was in New York City. And again, I talked about my crazy Brooklyn story and seeing Sunset Boulevard. And I know that Nicole Scherzinger has been slightly canceled, but I got to say the lady is talented as fuck. I wouldn't want to be her friend, but I'll watch her perform. The Patreon is Heather Shaw Comedy over at patreon.com. Again, it's $3 a month. For $3, you can support a gay. If you enjoy this podcast, support me, please. I do nothing but make you laugh. How could you do this to me? Brenda, I assume everybody listening is called Brenda or Glenda or Blenda. Brenda, Glenda, and Blenda. Those are the three people that listen to me. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast, please God. Can I just tell you, this entire episode I've been drinking a cup, if you're watching on YouTube. Do you know what this is filled with? This is just pure apple cider. So my throat is coated with sugar right now. You should not be drinking a full cup of apple cider, I feel like. I feel like it's a very, like, champagne flute drink for, like, kids and sober people. I'm just drinking it like it's a fucking cup of water. And, girl, it's not good. My throat is, it's tickling. It's going, I feel like there's been a worm in my parasite. A parasite in my sushi roll. All right, upcoming shows. Again, I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Nashville. Nashville, please come out. Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Pottstown. Lexington, Kentucky, Tampa, Orlando, Syracuse, Westchester, Spokane, Seattle, Rochester, Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Houston, Dallas, Phoenix. I'm shooting a 20-minute special with Dry Bar in Provo, Utah. Tickets aren't up for that yet, but I'll add them to my website as soon as they are. If you're out in Provo, Utah or Salt Lake City, come see me shoot my 20-minute special. It has to be a clean set. So that's going to be really fun for you to watch me struggle doing a 20-minute clean set. No swearing, no sex jokes. I can't wait to talk about it after because I got some rules, but I can't talk about them now. I want to film the special first. But come see me do a clean set. It's going to be very hard. It's like watching your uncle get sober at Thanksgiving and him just white-knuckling his way through the day. That'll be me on stage doing my special for Dry Bar. But come out to that. I think it's February 15th, maybe. All tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Thanks so much for listening every week. If you do, I really appreciate it. Spread the word if you like. Gatekeep the podcast if you like. I don't run your life. You know, as I always say at the end of these, stay gay, huh? See ya.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.